Blog Talk Radio.
Dynamic food duo, me and John, Billy, and speaking of holding the dead man's hand, Jesus Christ, John.
Yeah, I know, man. I'll tell you what, my middle name should be freaking Roller Coaster. Dude, you kidding me? This is stupid. All right, you can play the music if you want to. Don't save that for later. This
all
is
right.
Just a real story.
Okay, before we go there, let me just, because I have to do this, because Moonshine Band does our opening song, which is one of our favorite songs and favorite bands, and I'm still trying
it's
to,
a really good
to
band.
Have
yep.
them on the show, and it looks like we're putting something together. So thank you to Moonshine Bandits for our opening song, Dead Man's Hand. And let me play his intro music, Mr. John Dilley. I call this Is Your Life, John
Dilley. Oh, my God. I'm waiting for a little duck to fall down in front of me from, like, Groucho Marx. I'll tell you what, it's been, last Sunday, I was in Chester, New Jersey for the farmer's market, one of my favorites to do, and it goes from 10 to 3, okay, I'm not boring you yet, at about 1 o'clock, I get a phone call, it's from Maggie, she's home, it's her time off, she's not working at the hospital till that evening, and the first words out of her mouth are, come home now. Well, those are three words you never want to hear from your wife or daughter or parents, whatever. You never want to hear those words. It's like, what happened? Come home now. And that was twice. My parents were nice enough to stop by that day because it was a beautiful day out, and Chester's a really cool town. And I was like, you guys go. I don't know what the hell happened. You know where my house is. Go. I'm 45 minutes away. Go. You guys are my emissaries. I get home, and here's Maggie's truck. It's a couple years old. It's a Ford F-150, and this thing is destroyed. It's up on the curb. It's all fucked up. I mean, the thing's just all fucked up. And look across the street, and this guy moved in diagonally across from the front of our house. He's a brand new neighbor. His little Tundra truck thing, which is a piece of garbage, because it was destroyed. It was gone. This thing is, it would be a good door wedge or boat anchor. There's no more use for his truck. It sucks. Don't buy a Tundra. It loses against the Ford F-150, even from the rear. The guy's engine was almost in the compartment of the driver. Anyway.
Really?
Well, yeah. It seems we live on a very, very a short road. It's kind of a little windy. It's a little short road, 25 miles an hour. Tons of kids walking around at all times. A lot of kids. And this freaking moron drives 40 to 45 miles an hour into the back of her truck that was parked. He moved the goddamn truck 8 feet. The first 4 feet, the back end was in the air. The last 4 feet was a skid mark from being in park. So Maggie's not a happy person.
So I have to ask a question. You've gone from, we went on last week because I was busy and was traveling and couldn't make it in time. And then the week before,
right.
I think you were gone because you were in the process of moving. You've gone to
trials. Oh, we still are. Oh, come on. Oh, the paradise never ends when you're moving. It's like eating the wrong end of the apple in the Garden of Eden. I said at least ate a snake's ass. You're not going to win on this one.
What did you tell me this week, though? You felt like who in the Bible?
Oh, Job. Oh, J-O-B.
Job.
Get a Job. Get a job. Yeah, go get a Job. Get a Job. I would prefer boils on my neck over this. I would bleeding anal pustules I would take over this. I would take anything over this. This sucks because Maggie's truck is one of our main movers to the new house. Well, now we don't have that luxury. And who knows what's going to happen now. She doesn't even want the truck back. The freaking frame's bent. Jesus Christ. It's bullshit. But anyway, I'm sending her off to California. In a couple of weeks, sending off to California to go visit with a friend of her. A friend of hers out in California. And I'll be moving out pretty much the entire first floor of our house while she's gone. So she has nothing to worry about when she gets home. A lot of the stuff's going to be in the next house. Not everything.
Well,
the bed stays here because we have nowhere to live
yet.
Do
not go near the ocean and fall in there, Jonah. Next thing
I would survive. I would survive. They'd find me hung up on a whale bone, like down in freaking like Outer Banks or some shit, or right next to like Captain Kidd's treasure. I couldn't reach the treasure. Somebody else got it. But I'm hanging on a freaking whale bone. Yeah, it's good.
Well, it's all good. You do live an interesting life. I mean, every week you've got stories. I mean, it's just like
The good parts are great. But so are the bad parts. It's kind of like I'm one of those people. It's like I got way highs and I got way lows. In the middle, I'm driving to work. Nothing happens on the way to work or way back from work. It's only when I get home or get to work. Everything is just – Jesus, somebody threw a buffalo into the fan. I get hit with all this shit.
All right, so other than your trials and tribulations of your move and your wife's truck being smashed in your front yard by a drunk driver or a neighbor – is there anything exciting going on with DEF CON?
No, other than that, I'm just stepping on ants. I'm sitting here with a magnifying glass. I'm popping them and stepping on them. It's great. I got nothing going on in my life. I'm bored. I'm actually freaking bored. Are you kidding me? No. We're doing all the farmers markets and shit like that. Maggie's working 48 jobs. I only got two, so it's a perfect combination for Jersey. It's just we just keep working. We don't notice the taxes are going up. We just continue to work. It's great. But anyway, we're moving into the house. We got the first a couple of inspections done. Thank the Lord's above. And now that's done. And now we get the last one with the insulation and shit like that. Those things will go. And then we move in. But we can't yet because the floor guys had to delay it. In the cabinets, I'll show up tomorrow. Okay, I love my life. But anyway. anyway, so Frank, how you doing? How you doing?
Hey, you know, I don't have any really good stories other than.
Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah, your date.
You got to go into the date. Oh man, the date'll tie you in or not, man.
Literally tie you in or not. I have to tell a real quick story. I went out with this girl last week, and there's no way I can say this delicately. Next thing I knew, I was rummaging through the back of the. I got one of those pull down seats in my pickup truck. I'm rummaging through the back of my pickup truck trying to find rope.
Why don't you have tie down straps, bitch?
Because she wanted me to tie her up, so I was going.
Well, tie down straps work better than rope. They leave less marks too.
Anyway, I should not probably go any further.
Ties are the best. It's a little bit of silk. It never hurts the skin. You know what I mean?
It's not a boring story, but I won't go there. But it was interesting. And you asked me earlier, did I have any, was it silk rope or nylon? Let me ask you.
No, I asked you, do you have any silk ties in the back? That's why you always have silk ties in the back of your vehicle, because the silk ties leave no marks. It's like hitting somebody with a bag of nickels.
Believe me, if I go out with her again, next time I'm going to have some of those behind the seat.
Nice. These are my work ties. These are my work ties.
Our guest is waiting, and we invited our guest on. He was on back in March, Thomas Toth of Voodoo Chili Sauce.
This guy's fun. He was on back in March. He is fun.
A great guest, and we decided to have him back on. We're going to kind of have a threesome here tonight.
Without a female, this would be a first on this radio show. Absolutely. I can't wait. We should get William Horn. We should get Bill Horn on here.
We should get Bill Horn in there. We'll really have a good threesome. Hey, Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
What up?
It's going.
What's going on, Johnny? Yeah, I'm already getting a little bit awkward hearing about tie downs and threesomes and silk ropes.
What the hell am I getting into? We need the horn of porn on here. This will be a perfect quartet.
The horn of porn, I love it.
You know who William Horn is? He was on here a couple weeks ago, dude. He's like a famous porn star from like the 70s and 80s and shit.
He was on our show a few weeks ago. That was a great show. So, Tom,
that was awesome.
That was awesome. And we had such a good time with you back in March. We said, let's have Thomas back on. And,
absolutely.
He's from Voodoo Chili Sauce, which is sauceliness.com. So before
we get into
all the other crazy stuff we're going to talk about, you want to give everybody kind of a rundown who don't know who you are about your company?
Yeah, he's never short for words. I'll give him that.
Oh, my God. Now I'm feeling all bashful being put on the point. Yeah. Yeah, man. No, we're just a happy little hot sauce company. We're world famous for our line of bacon hot sauces, which actually don't suck, and a lot of craft beer collaborations with some really fun brewers, like Samuel Adams, Flying Dog, Adroit Theory, Crooked Run, Old Ox. It's a hell of a lot of fun working with, because all these different brewmasters love hot sauce. So you're getting all sorts of different feedback, working with a totally different base. I mean, you know, as John can tell you, we're all used to working with, you know, either water or vinegar or ketchup, or, you know, there's just so many different options out there for what you're going to base your sauce around. And doing with beer is just it's a trip, man. It's a lot of fun. It's a different ingredient. And, you know, what's nice is in the early phase when you're trying to deconstruct a beer, I mean, you're basically kind of getting paid to drink beer. And, I mean, you don't get many jobs better than that.
Yeah, see, my deconstruction will be in the morning.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, see, that sucks. Since the last time we talked, Rose is now retired from the federal government, so she's around all day. And, the routine's having to change big time, man. She's like, so what is it that you're doing with your time? And I'm like, invoices and marketing and I made this really cool video. And, she's just glaring at me like, no, this isn't. And then, you know, we went and, you know, she's now the president of the company. Will's the VP. So, yeah, I'm having to, like, really grow up and be a big boy business here all of a sudden. And it's
it's
a little bit scary.
You got big boy pants?
Oh, God, no, I haven't found any yet, but I'm supposed to be looking for them.
Okay, you're more in the pull-up stage.
Oh, hell yeah. Always have been.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, potty training was never going to be in the works anyhow.
No, why would it be? I mean, you see the Pelosi Commando. There's no middle.
Notes from our last show, and I just remembered now why I wanted you back on the show, because you were supposed to send me samples of this beer sauce, and I never got them.
and I think in my defense, I don't recall seeing an address, but let's make this my bad, and we will get that rectified first thing Monday.
It's Frank's bad for not giving you an address. No, don't put it on yourself. He's been doing labels for like 15, 20 years. We just found out about it.
He's not been doing your labels.
I'm reading, we're working on that,
but it's like I didn't know. He's been doing it for 15, 20 years. I've known him for like 5 years. It's like, oh, yeah, but I've been doing labels for almost 2 decades. Well, that's freaking awesome. Make me a ham sandwich, bitch. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how about we hook a brother up, right?
I'm looking at my notes here, and it says – I'm actually looking at notes from back in March, and it says Thomas Fox, samples of beer sauces. Send address.
He didn't
send the address.
Right.
Nothing but being busy. Although we do got a couple beer sauces, you know, in the pipeline, but you know, we've got a lot of stuff that I really can't talk about, but.
Well, I've got a lot of beer in the pipeline in the morning, but that's different.
Oh, I know. Yeah, same here. In fact, we've got tomorrow morning. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're deconstructing, honey. This isn't alcoholism. This is deconstruction. Damn it! You
know? Leave it to nature.
Yeah,
this is all natural.
12-step program, my ass.
Yeah, it's organic. It's freaking organic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, there's no GMOs in here, honey. I can't taste a damn one of them.
What's more? I can't believe a guy taking a leak. I mean, it's just happened for the last less than years.
Oh, my God. So, dude, Johnny, I got to tell you, I'm envying you. Yeah.
Why is that? Are you envying me? Wait, Frank, you envy me? How's this? Like, my life is a train wreck right now. Oh, my God. The train
went silent.
Oh my God, it did. My life is now on the side of the Empire State Building.
Oh God, here we go again.
Oh stop. Oh
my God.
Why I oughta. Oh,
we got,
Frank, one of these days we're
gonna
meet and you're gonna be sad about this. Oh.
Anyway, I have a question for you hot sauce guys. The last couple of weeks, I have been taking vodka and tequila and taking peppers and roasting them in the oven and then infusing the vodka and tequila with different types of peppers. Why hasn't anybody done this on the market to date? Is there
because nobody can deal with the alcohol permits you need because nobody can afford that.
A guy making sauce out of beer would figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, well, beer is easily cook-offable. When you're using vodka or whiskey or something like that, you want the taste, you better do it right. Otherwise, the government's going to be coming down on you.
Because we have to deal with the – well, God, even if we made an enema, we'd still have to deal with the FDA.
We would. Vodka,
We
can also go into anal bleaching if you want to go that route, too. But, I mean, I'm not talking about that part. I mean, it's just the trials and tribulations of getting something with either vodka or whiskey, like straight up in the product, like not distilled, not burned out or whatever, if you have the alcohol in there. That's a big hump to jump.
Oh, yeah.
I still make it at home, though, right?
Oh, you can make it all you do.
As long as you're not selling it,
as long as you're handing it out and not making money off of it, the government don't care. As soon as you make money off it, they want some. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, and they want to control it.
I'm looking up Urban Dictionary right now. Is cook offable an actual word?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's an industry term.
It depends on the quality of heroin you're getting, I guess.
Well, true. I mean, and and you know, the type of RV that you've got to do the cooking in, et cetera, et cetera.
Agreed.
Et cetera. Yeah.
I mean, do you have proper ventilation? Do you have a reverse pressure hood for making
mm-hmm.
the meth? I mean, there's a lot of variables.
Right.
Well,
right. Exactly.
Don,
exactly. So.
Don, I'm.
No, but to answer Frank's question.
Yes. Go ahead.
Is cook offable in there, Frank?
No, it's not. I'm
Urban Dictionary.
Google. It doesn't come up. Cook offable.
All right. Well, John, we're gonna fix it Sunday morning.
Yep, yeah, we'll fix it. I'll call Webster. I'm calling Webster, the little guy. No, he's not the real one. No, the other Webster.
Right, yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
No, that wasn't Webster. No, Webster was the other little guy. Not Hervé Villachez. He died, too. But, I mean, no.
I know. What a bummer.
All little guys died. It sucks.
Well, yeah, they do die young, and that is kind of a buzzkill, so.
Yeah, but they never really grew up, so they kind of died like an ant.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I'm glad this worked out tonight, man. I'm supposed to be in Portland, and we've got a...
Well, you don't want to go there. The company I work for, it's a huge import-export company. Portland is pretty much in a shutdown today because of the heat. I noticed for a fact.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Oh, dude. Oh, there were massive systems offline today. Portland's hurting. They had 100 degrees in Portland. Oh, doesn't that suck? I never had 100 degrees in Jersey. Oh, because everybody's stoned.
Yeah, right.
That's the end.
Oh, I know. They are. You know, Steve Seabury, he brought the heat this year. Yeah, I heard it was 106 yesterday, dude.
But we've had 106 here. I stood in farmers markets in a parking lot with the heat off the asphalt doing a farmers market at 106 degree temperatures. And
well,
I just
It's Portland. It's the left coast. You know, it's the Pacific Northwest, and they're pretty spoiled when it comes to weather. I mean,
to them,
this has got to be like the apocalypse. So fuck them.
They'll probably all like, I survived the apocalypse. No, you didn't. You're an idiot. Yeah, just.
Yep. So, yeah, man. Well, I'm definitely envying you having so many local gigs every week there, Johnny. I mean,
not a local gigs. We actually had to cancel. We're supposed to do a big vets thing, which really sucks. We had to do a big vets thing up in Bud Lake. Not this weekend, but next weekend. We had to cancel that because it's a big move. When we signed up for this thing, we didn't even bought a house yet. This is back in like March.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh shit. I feel bad canceling gigs. It looks like we're going to be canceling the Duff's gig in Duff's Brooklyn, a Thrash Bar in Brooklyn. We've been doing that for 10 years straight. This is supposed to be the 11th straight annual, and we may have to cancel that one too because we just don't have enough time on the calendar to move. It's gotten dumb. It sucks. It sucks.
Hey, Thomas.
Thomas,
he's been moving since March. I just want to let you know that.
When you got the entire house and then spend tens of the ain't no flip crap like you see on TV. Ain't no tall twins doing shit in my house. No. This is the real deal. I got all my friends in there, all carpenters, electricians, plumbers. They're all doing the work. It's just coordinating. It was like trying to do an orchestra with a bunch of freaking Jesus Christ. It's like a flea bed.
Come back on our Thanksgiving week show. He'll still be moving.
Probably. Yeah,
yeah,
but
that would
be
from the
bowel,
dude. There'll be tryptophan involved. I'm sleeping
nice.
And I shit myself. Oh, great.
All right, Thomas.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to hang with us while we do food news and push?
Food news
sure.
is awesome. I love food news.
We're gonna do some food news. I'm gonna take a break because I promised. Tara Tensley, she introduced her new EP, which means extended play, by the way. I didn't know that. Her new EP on August the 1st.
Now, you realize if you did that with Tinsley, if you tried to get her with rope, she'd rope you, and you'd be hanging like a slaughtered lamb in a fucking garage. You know that would happen.
No problem with that. No problem
yeah,
at all. Prob- anyway,
no, the
I
problem
told,
is she'd leave you
I,
there to age.
I told her that I would tell everybody to go to her website, which is TaraTensley.com. She just
She's
had a
awesome.
Release of her new EP August 1st. She's actually tonight at her debut introduction of her EP in Washington somewhere. She was going to come on the show and say hello, but I promised her I played the song from her EP, which is called Meet Me Halfway. We're going to take a break. Check out TaraTinsley.com. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about
food news. He's got such a crush. Frank's got such a crush.
What the hell are you laughing
about?
This
is fucking awesome. You got such a crush. So this is like high school. Oh, my God. This is great.
Hey,
I love you, man.
Promote the girl. Oh, shut up. Here's the song.
How far we are. On bad days, I feel like I'm farther from you than I am to die.
This country's so big, but our paper's just in this. The more I look at it, the more it feels like these miles.
She's a really, really good girl. And, hey, just, Frank, just take a deep breath.
Hey, let's take a deep breath. Let's do food news, sir. Let's do food news.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I can start delving into this one. That would just get weird, Nikki.
We've got Thomas Toss joining us from Food and Chili Sauces, and we're getting ready to do food news. God.
All right.
Chick-fil-A is testing out a family-style meal and two new sides in their Greensboro, North Carolina, and Phoenix, Arizona locations. The meals
what
are meant
got?
To draw more customers during dinner time, which is the slowest
right.
day of the Chick-fil-A restaurant. So I just thought that was interesting.
What family style is you all turn your freaking cell phones off and have dinner like we used to have.
Okay.
I do like the one where everyone goes to dinner and everyone takes their phone. I've done this. And everyone takes the phone, puts it face down. Everybody's got their own little ring because everyone wants to be special in life. So you put your face down, and all the phones are going to ring. There's no doubt about it. Could it be somebody asking, this is Rachel from Card Services from Nebraska? Or could it be a real call? You don't know. But the first one to pick
Thomas,
up the freaking phone
Thomas,
pays the fucking bill.
Do you see why we do
somebody,
this?
Somebody's pricing bottles. I hear it in the background.
He gets into a whole other tangent. It has nothing to do with the story. Thomas, was anything you'd like to add about Chick-fil-A story?
I have no clue what's going on. I'm here for the ride, dude.
You, man. Oh, that's funny shit.
All right.
I heard a pricing gun. I'm like, okay, I thought that was you, Frank.
No, it was.
You guys know how I like wholesale pork belly prices rose 80% so far in the year 2017. And
do you know why?
Reserves have hit a 60-year low. Americans purchased 14% more bacon in 2016 than they did in 2013.
Do you know
I
why?
It was interesting.
Nice.
I'm causing a shortage on bacon, I guess, on Facebook.
No, it has nothing to do with you. It really doesn't. Oh. You can tell Tara anything you want. She wants to hear. Do you think she wants to hear? Now, it comes down to okay. Pork belly went up by 48,000%. You know why? Because all of a sudden it became one of the food groups that the hipsters never heard of when they do their penny farthing bikes with their stupid beards and think tacos grows on trees. It's the hipster generation. It's these idiots. Oh, pork belly. They've been around for millenniums, dude. Just because you're a millennial and don't understand it, do some math. Pork belly, all of a sudden, like flank steak. Flank steak was the first one to go down.
Chili sauces. Don't you have like an awesome bacon sauce?
He does.
Yeah, we've got like four or five of them, but I'm still a little bit messed up in the head. Tacos do not grow on trees. Is that true?
Well, hipsters think they do when they're on the penny farthing bike and vaping on their way to
Well,
the
I know, because, they, I mean, they, but, yeah, but see, they've got all the good pot these days, so it's like they're blowing a lot of smoke up my ass. I thought tacos grew on trees, so, I mean, shit.
Well, they have something else blowing up their ass when they get home. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but hipsters, they suck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a true story. I was 34 years old until I thought spaghetti grew on trees until I was 34 years old. I just touch your people like
okay,
in,
and you don't have a green.
Somewhere.
Wait. You don't have green scrubs.
What?
You don't have a pair of green scrubs. Green scrubs is where the psycho. Maggie works for hospitals. The green scrub people, they're in the psych ward, dude.
I did.
How old were you when you didn't when you thought spaghetti grew on freaking trees? Okay, were you chained in the basement for your formative life?
No, I thought there was like macaroni. There was like macaroni trees. There were angel hair trees. There were spaghetti trees.
Oh, so you were Play-Doh'd to death.
That's a true story.
I just want to know where Frank grew up, man. I mean,
yeah, I'll tell
this,
you what.
This is some interesting life history going on right now.
It is.
There were a lot of banjos playing. Let me tell you.
The candy man.
Candy man,
it with banjo makes the whole world go round.
Did you know artificial sweeteners may be less helpful in losing weight than they believe?
God forbid, because you ever seen a okay, fat people will get like the oh my god, the 5 hamburger meal at McDonald's with a Diet Coke. What the fuck?
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Oh, that
honestly
cracks me up all the time, sitting there at McDonald's, like, and a Diet Coke, and I'm like,
and a Diet Coke.
Woman, really? Really?
Really? Dude, your teat sauce is cholesterol, and you're worried about a Diet Coke. Oh, my God.
According to a study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal.
Oh, the Canadian, take off.
Studies, they found that artificial sweeteners consumption had no impact on a person's body mass index. So there you go.
That's because they all drink Timmy Horton.
That's actually not a bad coffee, by the way. But yeah, it kind of kills me. I mean,
I don't do coffee.
What?
I think coffee is crack for adults.
Actually, yeah. Well, I mean, given your energy level, it's probably good that you don't drink coffee. But yeah.
Probably. I'll give you that.
I found this.
I like my caffeine green. I drink Mountain Dew. I need the ramen or vegetable oil to get me going
John,
in the morning.
John.
Yes, sir.
Gather yourself, John. USDA.
I'm gathered. I'm holding myself as we speak.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, I am. I'm in front of my house.
Let me start all over again. USDA reached an agreement with Chinese officials. This cracks me up. To allow the export
that's bad to begin with.
Of rice to China for the first time in U.S. history.
We're selling rice to China?
Yes.
We're selling rice to China.
Yep, we're exporting rice to China.
I know we export clean air to them. I know this is a fact.
California.
It's not from California. That's the horrible place. But the
or New Jersey.
We sell them clean air, and now we sell them rice. Okay. Next thing we got to do is sell them condos.
Actually, Chinese have gotten lots of property here in the U.S.
Well, there is, but we have a lot of house farms around here. They're pretty much built now, so the roots can be clipped and they can ship them to China.
Right.
All the condos can go to China. Just ship them to China. That's just
pay the straight cash.
Believe it or not, according to the story, China is the world's largest producer of rice, but they also are the largest importer of rice, and they actually import 5 million tons in 2016 from other countries.
Well, that's fine, because what they do is they sell their rice for rocket fuel for North Korea.
and they use it for motorcycle fuel from Japan, so, yeah.
They do. That's why the YZD goes, ying, 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 ying. It is ying, ying,
exactly.
Ying, 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 if you slow it down. I've heard that.
Yeah.
If you play it backwards, it's Satan.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah. Worship me.
Right. Ying, 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 ying. YZD is Satan.
John, are you done?
No, but continue.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Farmer in California, San Joaquin Valley, are looking to the Trump administration for relief from healthy air rules in the region. This cracks me up, too. So Brown is signing all this healthy air regulation in California.
He wants to release the healthy air?
No, they want help because what Jerry Brown moonbeam is
Moonbeam? Oh, yeah, I love that term, moonbeam. Oh, it's so perfect.
So now they're turning to Trump. The Californians are turning to Trump, and they put a petition up trying to stop and exempt the regulations for the farmers in California. So,
California. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in California that people they got probably Californians don't even know really. Moonbeam is just God. Good God, man, he's like a worm. He just keeps eating and doesn't care, and he craps and doesn't care. People in California, they're paying so high taxes. All right, let's see. The Colorado River used to reach the ocean. Okay, you got a lot of Las Vegas sucking it up. No, don't get me wrong. But the Colorado River, they had a water shortage for like the last few years in California.
Yeah.
Well, the people had to cut back, but we must grow almonds. We must grow wine. We must grow growing wine. Yeah, that'd be Hester. We must grow grapes. We must grow grapes. We must grow almonds. Okay, so you're letting your people die from dehydration, but you have grapes and you have almonds. And
yeah.
Moonbeam is sitting over this with his hands crossed like freaking Barbara Eden, like, I can make it all go away, but I'm not going to do it. You know, that's what, dude, California is so messed up right now, it's crazy. Moonbeam is like, oh, God, what was it, the Dark Tower. He's the guy in black that the other guy shoots. You know, just, oh, my God, he's a doll. Good Lord.
See,
See, Thomas, see what happens when I get him started. He's like one of those toys. You just wind him up and let him go.
Let him go.
Trust me. I've been around this man. We've gone out to dinner together. We've gone out partying together. And, oh, yeah, he is absolutely a spin-up toy, man. As soon as you push that button, it's gone. See ya.
Well, yeah. give me a topic. I'm running with it.
Hell yeah.
All right, here you go. Coca-Cola is partnering with a meal kit service called Chef to pair Coca-Cola by Dasani.
What are you talking about, dude? You all of a sudden went into like translation mode. What the fuck?
Forget it. It's too hard. It's too hard to damn read. Anyway,
go to the next story.
Yeah, screw that. I'm throwing that one away. Okay, Anheuser-Busch.
Right. That was like Coca-Cola. Run.
They're going to acquire Highball, a producer of organic energy drinks, sparkling juices.
Highball?
Highball. The deal will increase.
That was a drug term in the 80s. Okay.
I was just going to say, no, that was an 8-ball.
That was Highball and Speedball. That's what Belushi died of.
Ah.
That was Speedball.
True. Gotcha. Yeah.
It just sounds weird that Anheuser-Busch would be involved in energy drinks, sparkling juices, and waters, but they are.
That's because Anheuser-Busch is no longer owned by a United States company. They're owned by was it something Bev out of Brazil, who's owned by Denmark, who's owned by China, who's owned by Japan, who's owned by Brazil, who's owned by Puerto Rico. It's so dumb. It's no longer.
Right.
No, I love the America on the label. That is the biggest fuck you in your face. A beer called America. It is the biggest in your face. We're AmBev. That's AmBev. We're AmBev. We're no longer a United States company, so we're going to name it America. Fuck you.
when he gets done,
oh my God.
It's
crazy,
I'll
talk
about dude. Ice cream. You done?
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah. Next round. Ding,
right. Well, you know, Marlboro's doing his Marlboro Greens now, too. The marijuana cigarettes.
Well, at least they're following a path. They're following a path, and they're staying American. I got to give them – I'm not a big pot smoker. I used to be, not anymore, for decades. But I was, and Marlboro has always been a U.S. company, Philip Morris. And they're at least they're staying American, unlike the big beverage companies. I mean, Coors. I mean, when Coors bought Molson, well, that was something to read about. Everybody forgot about that one. Yeah. I mean, and Coors is still American. It's still Coors. Budweiser's now AmBev. And, yes, they do put formaldehyde in their beer. Sorry to let that on. Must be that good
for the
beach with aging. But, I mean, whatever it is. But, yeah, it's
– Oh, God, right. This is the famous Budweiser beer.
Yeah. Bye, bye, bye.
All right,
John,
get off the beer. We're going to go to ice cream next. You ready?
I'm drinking Coors. But the banquet beer.
Really? I'm drinking Coors Light. I'm a pussy.
It's just beer flavored water. At least you know you're drinking beer when you're drinking it.
Ice cream does not taste better, according to a study in Pennsylvania State University. Researchers found participants were unable to distinguish between a 2% difference in fat levels in ice cream as long as the samples were in the 6-12% range.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Kids love ice cream.
The
they don't give a shit what it tastes like.
Here he goes. Based on the study, it takes up to 12% fat before people can notice a difference in the taste.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Bear in mind that this is from Pennsylvania, and we had that earlier speedball reference. Pennsylvania used to be the meth capital of the United States. Methamphetamine.
It's moved south.
Private label products. This is interesting. Accounted for.
Wait. No. Don't you drop in that ice cream thing that quick, pal. Oh, no. I'm going to make ice cream balls out of this. No. Ice cream. When you buy one of the name like Edie's or something, so what are these? It is so full of air. I actually did. No, me and Maggie, we actually did a thing last year. And I told her, I was like, you know, better ice cream is like Haagen Dazs.
John, let's fill it with air. Go ahead, John. Finish your story.
It is. No, no. And no, we actually took a half gallon of an Edie's kind of thing or whatever. And it wasn't. It was Breyers. I grew up with Breyers. I like Breyers. But anyway, we melted them both down. Breyers took up like another third fuller on the bucket that we had the stuff in. A lot less air in Breyers than it was in Edie's. So there's something to be said for that. You fill your product full of air, kids are going to know, because and the whole sugar thing that's kind of a myth, but the sugar thing. Kids want good ice cream. I want a good ice cream. I get good ice cream now when I want it, and so as does Maggie. But to say that these studies are stupid. They ask like some toothless wonder on 3rd Street versus some crack hoe on 8th Street. It's like, what do you think was better? Well, that was better. Can I get some money? Who are the people that they tested?
Well, clearly it was not people that were melting their ice cream. I assume
it could have
science.
Been a spoon. You don't know. They might have been some guy might have been selling the crack. It's like ice cream is crack. It could have been. This is a new form. It's called chocolate chip.
This segment works. It's called food news, but it really is like 3 minutes of food news and 27 minutes of John giving his opinion on everything in the world.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Making my mark on the world. I'm trying.
can we talk about private label products? According to
sure we can.
Great, now we're talking about
private
parts.
This is a good one. Tom can attest to this one. This is a good topic. Oh my God.
Yep.
Ooh,
all right.
Boy.
Private.
Yeah. Johnny and I are big fans of private label products.
Oh yeah, we love private
label.
You're
not, or you are. You are, or you're not.
Oh, we are in a very sarcastic manner.
Oh, exactly. I mean, dripping with sarcasm.
17% of supermarket sales now is private label products, and according to
only 17. I think that's a low number. Wow.
I do too.
Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, and with you heard these new stores called Lidl, and Aldi. Because of them, it's going to be 23%. They're expecting 23% private label. So how do you guys feel about private label products?
Oh, I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, see, I'm really stuck right now not wanting to make a bunch of satanic references. I'm not a big fan, man. It's like we got a really big chain out here in the East. You got Giant Food up there, right, Johnny?
Not here, but yeah, I know of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. You go through there. We got another chain out here. Well, I shouldn't be mentioning names because I'm actually in talks with one, the one I almost mentioned here a second ago. But I go walking through their aisles, and it's like I'm a little bit, the pork is, I mean, a lot of people have been trying to break that code, and they can't. And I hope they don't because I'm enjoying the hell out of it. But, man, I go up and down the aisles of these particular grocery stores we have around here, and I swear to God, they've got private label everything.
Yep.
Not just the VA, which I think that's kind of cool, but they're like, ripping off every children's cereal out there.
Yep.
Man, I love Nestle's, the ice cream sandwiches, you know, just keep in the freezer.
Right.
I don't melt mine,
yep,
by the way. I'm cool with that, John,
right,
but I don't melt mine. I eat them. But, yeah, the generic little private label brand, oh, my God. I mean, I've never eaten a turd, but it tastes like doo-doo. It's horrible. And just one private label product after another, and it's like, yeah, I get it. You're trying to maximize your dollar. We've got our own product.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
In most cases, they're bullshit. Yeah,
they are.
So,
well, I mean, we were actually approached by Trader Joe's, oh God, years ago, and said, yeah, we'd love to carry your product. Okay, that's great. How many cases do you need? And we do national distribution. Blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, great. But we have to put our name on it. Why is that? Well, that's the way we do things. Oh, so what you're telling me is you don't make anything; you just sell things under your name. It's kind of like Cabela's. It's kind of like a bunch of different companies. I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. And I'll tell you what. And then you got Whole Foods being bought up by Amazon. Oh, there's a pretty one. I guess they can't sell asparagus water anymore. But I mean, it's one of those things where it's like the snowball's coming down the hill. And it's like, okay, I'm the little guy, but this big guy is talking to me, but they won't take me unless I use their name, but I'm not going to use their name because I have a code of honor.
Yeah.
And
people like you and I, we're trying to build a brand, for crying out loud. I mean,
right,
you know,
exactly.
I private label for other, you know, other small hot sauce companies. I'll occasionally private label some of my sauces. We got some motorcycle clubs out here in the Mid-Atlantic. You know, I mean, it, you know, at least over on the side, it's you know, manufactured
fine,
under the authority of Vuducelli. But
people. That's all cool. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, that's the fun side of private label.
Right.
You know, the big corporate entity that we're seeing in grocery stores. It's for the most part putting a lot of garbage products out there. And you know, I'm not trying to, you know, talk down to whoever the hell the company is that makes V8. I mean, they do have
right.
a generic private label version, and it is the same V8. And by golly, if I'm going to save, you know, 15 cents and I got a lot of family and it's 4th of July and
right.
I'm doing a whole bunch of, you know, homemade Bloody Mary mixers, and
right.
hey, you know, I'm saving 10, 15 bucks. It goes to more Coors Light and, you know,
right.
shit, I can write, you know, damn near a case of Coors Light for 12 bucks. But
right.
anyhow,
but there's a time and a place for everything. Like you said, there's a time and a place. And
yeah.
if you want to go to national distribution, it's like, you can't, no, I can't, I can't do that because I can't. I am DEFCON,
yeah.
and you can't put your name on my stuff and throw it out as yours nationwide. I won't sleep at night. Maybe I'm a moron. Call me a freaking idiot. I don't care. Call me whatever you want to call me. I am DEFCON.
I usually do.
No, it's true. And Tom will agree. It's like, no, it's my stuff. You can't put your name on my stuff because next thing I know,
yeah.
I'm going to meet you in competition. It, like a Screaming Mimi or a Zest Fest thing, I'm gonna meet you guys in competition using my shit. It's like,
yeah.
who wins on that one?
Yeah.
is it like Aaron Burr, or is it, you know, it's like, what I mean, where are we going with this? Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've milked that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would be fun to see more co-branding
yes.
eventually happen. I mean, you know, I feel extraordinarily blessed. I mean, we've done a couple co-branded products here the last few years.
Right.
Yeah, I would love to see a hell of a lot more of that happen. That's
you've,
my
well, you've
company.
You've taken a different angle
than
a lot of us. You've taken a really, really different angle than a lot of people. You
well,
really
that
have.
Is,
I mean,
actually,
you,
that's how the – actually, Thomas, that's how the poultry – I came from the poultry industry. That's how the poultry guys do it. They go into a supermarket chain and they say, we want our own private label chicken. They say, fine, okay. 25% of your meat case will be your private label, but 75% of your meat case will be our label, and that's how they set those
okay.
co-branding projects up. And
Frank,
it's worked for years for them, yes.
Frank, you look down at things running around. One of those is mine, three of those are mine, one of those is yours. Okay, cool. It doesn't work like the living creatures. It doesn't work the same with a bottle of hot sauce.
Oh, I know.
You can't,
I'm just
you,
talking
you,
the poultry. The poultry
yeah.
guys have money to do it, but that's how they.
Oh,
do
of course
it.
They do. I mean, Mount Air and
so
stuff like that.
The
yeah, they got the cash. Oh my Lord.
And I hate to interrupt you, Johnny, but I got to ask Frank. Frank, did you ever get a chance to hang out with Frank Perdue?
Yes, I did. In fact, he had my private number and would call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and chew my ass out. Yes, I did.
Nice.
It's
so it's 9-1-1, right?
Yeah, man, I can't imagine that sweet old dude chewing anybody's butt out, man. That's funny.
Oh, my God. He was a tyrant. I was there for
really?
5 years. I called it Purdue University, spelled with an E instead of a U. I learned so much working for Frank Perdue, but there were nights. I'm not making this up. There were nights he would call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and want a report on his desk in an hour. I would
Frank.
Work my ass off.
Good old Frank Perdue?
Frank Perdue? Oh, Jesus, you guys don't even know, but it was a great company.
No, that's what I'm asking
well,
you.
All we
you
know
idiot.
Is the guy in the commercials. Yeah. Well,
oh,
all we know
oh
is the guy from the commercials.
Do you realize, too, he was like 6'3"? Most people think
no.
he's short. He was actually 6'3".
They
he
made him,
like
no, they made him look small on TV. They made him look like
yeah.
a little dude.
Yeah.
Big time.
No, it was a great company. I learned so much there, but it was back in the day when if you got your ass chewed out 90% of the time, but usually you deserved it.
Or you're doing
oh, yeah,
something right.
It was cool. I mean, there's so many stories. I should write my own Frank Perdue book because I got stories you guys would not believe. But it was a great place.
Well,
to
good. Do better than your Ponco. So,
okay, Let's switch to pizza.
I'm just busting your chops. Oh, my God.
I know. All right. Here's a question. I bet you guys don't know the answer to this. Where is the biggest market expansion for Domino's and Papa John's? What country?
Vietnam.
Oh, Venezuela.
No. I was surprised at this. Russia.
Oh,
Russia.
Are we talking about a country or are we talking about a state?
A country.
Evidently a country.
A country?
Russia.
Maryland.
Yeah,
Russia.
Oh,
Russia,
the People's Republic of Maryland.
They're both expanding in Russia. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Domino's same-store sales were up 30.1% as of
May. Well, you know what that means? You know what that means? That's collusion. Put it on the news. Put it on the news. It's collusion. They're making them over uranium.
Doesn't Donald Trump own some stock in them?
He probably does.
But Hillary definitely sold
Papa
the uranium.
Listen to this. Papa John's is going to open 60 to 80 stores annually over the next 5 years in remote areas of Russia.
But
is
there a problem with that? I don't see a problem with that.
No,
the news will, because they'll blame it on Trump. The news will.
Oh, exactly. You know they will. You know they will.
They're good like that these days. They're just like, yeah. No political stories. Next.
Next.
Walmart.
Yep.
Let's go back to a Walmart story. There.
Walmart.
Rolling
I want them to open a bar. I want them to open up a late night bar and make a 24-hour Walmart, and only sober people can go to the bar and sit on the second level and look down at the tiger printed what do they call those things? The stretch pants. It'll be glorious.
We got Wegmans down here, Johnny, and we've got that second floor where you can drink your beer. And I've honestly fantasized about they ought to do this in Walmart. It's funny that you mention that, man, because it'd be like, I would love to sit here at 2 o'clock in the morning when all the other bars in town are closed and just sit here and watch the
lights.
We have 24-hour Walmarts down here, and 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning,
like that
that's an entirely different breed of patrons, man.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm down here in the country, man.
It's kind of like you're behind a 300 or 400 pound woman with the tiger on her ass with the sweatpants those things, the leggings or whatever they call them now. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah,
don't
I was talking about.
Please don't
yoga
roar.
Pants, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yoga
actually,
pants.
You're,
don't
you guys,
roar.
Your story was much better than my Walmart story, so I'm skipping it. Let's go to.
Walmart's at a bar. Are you kidding me? Sam Wall was all into making money, so why not make money at a Walmart? Because,
right,
dude, there's a lot to look at.
Listen to this.
Not in a good way,
but
there's a lot to look at.
I find this interesting. 62% of consumers were asked if they were more likely to shop at Whole Foods now that they're owned by Amazon. Sorry, 62% of the people said yes. Compared to prior, only 38% of the people said they would shop at Whole Foods. So because Amazon bought Whole Foods, it increased 24% more people said they're more likely to shop at Whole Foods.
I think Amazon shit the bed after last Christmas. I really do. They had that become the premium member, which my wife is.
Yeah, but
it was next day.
Out.
I mean, it was weird, dude. You'd order something at 9 o'clock in the morning to be here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That was weird. That was where it's Big Brother shit.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'll never put one of those stupid things in my house that listens to you. It's like, well, no, it's like putting a bug in your house. But it doesn't turn on unless you ask it to. So it's not listening? So, but anyway, not even going to go that route.
We're
they shit the bed. I think Amazon can shit the bed because everything was late last Christmas. I think they realized that they did a big mea culpa, and now if you want a fresh
delivery,
there was more
UPS than Amazon now.
Well, Amazon with the happy boxes and actually the happy smile. You know what that stands for?
Happy smile.
Anybody know what that stands for?
What is it?
Originally,
Satan?
It was Amazon from A to Z is the smile.
There we go. Yep.
Look at that.
Kind of like
that.
The little arrow on the FedEx logo. Gotcha.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Moving forward.
All right.
So, but
health news. High sugar drinks combined with protein may trigger more fat storage in the body than originally thought.
More pet stores in the body? What did you say?
I said high sugar drinks like a Coke combined with protein may trigger more fat storage in the body. Researchers found consumers who ate a high protein meal and drank a sugary beverage burned about one-third less the amount of calories from the drink compared to those who had a sugar-free beverage instead.
I'll take a Coke in my ribs.
Yep.
Well, we're almost out of time. Anything else you guys want to add before I sign off?
I love you.
Let's see here. Yes. Yeah, I do real quick. If you don't mind me plugging something real quick, John, we got the electric.
Dude, you're on the show. We're going to get you back for another news talk. This is good stuff.
Oh, dude, I love the food news. That this has been a lot of fun.
Hits all different angles.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Frank, thank you for all your research on that.
Plug it, running out of time. Dude, plug it.
Frank,
be quiet. Plug it.
Electric Chili Land, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. Kendall Stadler and myself got a nice little podcast going on, and I hope it's going to be something that'll be a nice little coattail here on Grilliant Radio's or Grilliant Ideas Radio. And yeah, man, Kendall Stadler, that dude's a ton of fun. I mean, John, you've had a chance to meet him, haven't you?
I have, and he was kind of like, oh man, I should have gotten you when I was in Brooklyn, but he didn't. But hey, if you guys ever want me as a guest, I'll be more than happy.
That was going to be number next.
He's in Ocean City, Maryland, right?
Kendall, no, he's out there in Michigan. He's right there at the river where he can't see Russia, but he can see Canada, which is, you know, getting pretty close
right.
to what Russia used to be. Yeah.
That means, Frank, you have crabs.
Oh, damn.
Hey, speaking of
bummer,
crabs,
dude.
I'm going crabbing tomorrow morning at 7:30 with my neighbors.
You should. You already tied up a woman. Use some spray for that.
Oh, yeah, back to that silk rope. Nice.
Yeah. Always remember, grasshopper, but the auto-erotic asphyxiation in the closet, dude. Remember.
That's how we do it. Thomas, thank you for joining us. If you want to plug your website again, sawsomeness.com, and I got a link here that you can go to Thomas's website, check out Voodoo Chili Sauces, and you're welcome to come back anytime. I kind of like this threesome thing. It actually works pretty well.
Yeah. I know you would. I knew you would. You went that way.
It just took a little time. Hey, man, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a shit ton of fun. And Frank, don't forget, give me your address so we can get you some sauce this time. All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, gentlemen, have a great weekend. John, good luck moving in. You guys need to come up, do a contest to get some more viewers and subscribers. You got to do an over and under on when John and Maggie are going to actually get moved into the new house. I've got the over on 90 days for $10.
Oh, this is fucking awesome. I love you, man.
I'll take that. All right.
Yeah,
easy
one.
Check out his website, sawsomeness.com, and I'm gonna close the show with another Terry Tinsley song.
Oh, imagine that.
TerryTinsley.com. Check out her new EP. Anything else you'd like to add, Miss Ichabod?
Oh, I don't know, Tara. Look at the page. She's probably got some high school picture of you, but that's beside me. But anyway, we're moving. We got a whole bunch of crap going on. Everything's crazy. Go to DefConSauces.com. We got a whole bunch of jerkies. We just got a whole new shipment of beef jerky and a pork jerky. And you want some good meat? Eat mine. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Same. What do you always say? Same bat channel. What is it?
Same bat time. Same bat channel. From the original Batman. That goes back. And God bless the original Batman.
We'll see you next week.